Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today, I am joined by a very, very inspirational singer and songwriter who is telling her story through music. She has already managed to achieve over a half a billion streams for her very first few songs, which is amazing. We'd like to welcome to the Voice of America all the way from Hamburg, Germany. We are talking with Zoe Weiss. Welcome, Zoe.
What's up, everyone? I'm happy to be here.
It's great to have you on the show. And first of all, music is therapy for you. I keep reading that the songs you write are very, very personal and very catharsis. So, I mean, have you always been writing music your whole life?
Yeah, I have always been writing music and music is definitely my therapy written down. I'm just so honest in my songs, and I put everything into a song that I can't talk about. So it's my therapy and my way to express myself.
Mm-hmm. And your story, which is the inspiration behind Control.
Yeah.
Which is a song that's just blown up. It's just, you know, huge around the world, mega huge around the world. Probably not the easiest song to write.
Definitely not. The song is about my epilepsy. And about my struggling with anxieties and depression. So it was like pretty tough to write about, but it was worth it. It was so worth it.
What made you decide to open up that side of yourself? Because if I look at you, you're not walking around with a sign that says I have epilepsy or I'm, you're beautiful and you look like any other 18-year-old on the planet.
I am.
Yeah. So why would you want to reveal such a very private, personal part of your life?
I feel like the reason was because when I struggled with my epilepsy, like I always wanted to like hear a song that is about epilepsy to feel less alone, you know? So it's like there was always like something missing, and I never heard a song of epilepsy. So I thought maybe I'll just try it. And I tried, and it was the first session I've ever had in my whole life, and with co-writers. So it was the first session in the studio. And Control came out, and that's so crazy. It's just like, I feel like people need to hear more songs about like real deep stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you got inspiration from a singer who I've had on the show before, and she also has had some health challenges in her life and career, Jessie J.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's amazing. I love her. I love the way she writes her lyrics, and everything is just perfect.
Would you work with her? I mean, is there a collaboration possibly?
Of course I would. Like, I mean, I wouldn't say no.
Now, I'm amazed your English is so good. Have you spent a lot of time in the States, or how? Because you speak English so fluently.
I mean, I've never been to the U.S. before.
No?
Wow. That's crazy, you know. I just grew up in Hamburg, and I just live my life here, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And who do you listen to on the radio when you're in your car driving around or going to a party? What are you listening to?
Probably, like, Luis Capaldi songs, Jessie J songs. A lot. Lucy's pretty new in this music thing, the way I am. And, yeah, it's just like these singers.
Mm-hmm. And so how has your life changed since you hit number one with Control? I mean,
so crazy. I mean, at the end, like, nothing really changed. It's like this year, the last year just changed my life in the way people see me and the way people think of me. But like, it didn't really change. Like, I'm still the same person. I'm still 18 years old doing whatever, like what everyone else is doing in this age, just doing like some more work maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, 18-year-olds having a major singing career, I imagine you're finishing high school, or you had finished high school. I mean,
yeah.
It's been a difficult year to manage all the challenges we've had.
Yeah, I mean, like, I finished it for, like, music was always, like, my priority. And I still focus on school and on music, but more on music. It means I just finished my school, and I just focus on music.
Mm-hmm. Any goals to go to college, or now with the music career?
Not yet. I mean, I just... That's the plan B, but I wouldn't, like, I mean, I'd just give all. I would die to make this happen, what happened right now. So, and even more, and I can't wait to work harder and harder and harder.
Mm-hmm. And as an 18-year-old, how are you managing with the virtual world and the coronavirus? You know, maybe you can offer some inspiration for, maybe there's other teenagers who are not finding this so easy, because it's been 14 months or so now, and
Definitely,
we've lost contact with a lot of our friends, and the social peace that's been missing, and all, things are opening up slowly. I don't know how in Germany things are going, but not so well.
Nothing is open, nothing. Like, we're still in lockdown the way we were last year. But I feel like I'm, I, like, I personally feel like if I'm sad, I write better songs. So for me, it's like a motivation to write better songs because I'm sad and I got more like ideas and I'm more creative, you know? So, I think for me, it's my music that just keeps me going. And I feel like because like people, like maybe not just in my age, like everyone, like maybe there's someone out there who don't know how to accept all these things and who's struggling with their mental health. So my music could help them because it helps me and maybe it could help them.
How does it feel being a role model? I mean, at 18, that's something you get that thrust on your shoulders. There's a lot of stress and pressure in life to begin with. And now you're a role model that whether you chose it or not, you're known by millions and millions, you know, and.
I don't like being a role model because I feel like then the pressure is on and you want to do everything perfect. But I'm just 18 and I just do what everyone else in this age should do.
Mm-hmm. And so tell me about putting together the EP. You've got a new EP, which is coming out in May.
Yes.
Very
May 21st.
Yeah. Golden Wings.
Golden Wings. Yeah.
Golden Wings. And it's six songs, I believe. Six songs.
Five songs, I think.
Five songs?
Yeah, five songs.
Five songs. And so putting that together, what was that like? Because I, you know, as a songwriter, collaborator, you probably have many, many more songs than five. How do you pick five songs for the EP?
So it was basically, I wrote these songs last year. And I the songs are so special. And, like, every song that I write is, like, a personal experience. And every song is special in their own ways. So, yeah, I mean, like, it's just, everything is so special. Like, everything I write is, for me, extremely special because it helped me out of the situation. So, yeah, it's like, every song is, I can't wait to show it. I mean, it's going to be fire. It's going to be fire.
I'm excited about it. Are they all very personal songs that tell the stories? Is there, a theme to this? Is this different things that have gone on in your life, or?
Yeah, exactly, like, different things. And also, there's a song called Hold Me Like You Used To, which is about my great grandma. She passed away. And I felt like that's super relatable and also super honest. And I feel like the more honest, like I am, the more honesty I get back from the people who are listening to my songs. So, yeah, I feel like that. Yeah, I mean, everyone is struggling with like losing someone you really love, but I felt like I had a great connection with my great grandma and still have. I feel like sometimes when I look at my side, she's still there. So yeah, the song means a lot to me. And it's probably the saddest song I've written so far.
Mm. And you write songs, you approach writing songs as if it's a diary. I read that, you
Definitely,
know, you
yeah.
really just kind of pour yourself into it and you don't hold back, which makes yourself very vulnerable. I mean, if you're exposed to some real sensitive personal subjects and sides of yourself.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. I mean, yeah, it's just, as I sat my therapy written down.
I like that. And, you know, your other song, you know, Girls Like Us, what's the inspiration of that? What is the message? Is that just it's not necessarily specifically about girls with epilepsy, I assume. It's girls who have to face challenges and want equality and want acceptance. Yeah.
So I wrote this song before I've learned to accept myself, and it was very hard because I saw like only perfect around me and everything on social media is perfect and perfect. It's so annoying because you know that it's not, you know that it's fake, but you still sometimes feel like you're not worth it. And I just wanted to make, with the song, I just wanted to make clear, like, I've been through that too, and I'm stronger now, and I feel like, in the video, I had, like, two hands taken off my makeup, which I think is very, very, like, I never showed myself without makeup before. And it was so strong, and I thought, if I can do this, everyone in this world can do it too. So I just, like, basically about not feeling worth it anymore. But I found my worth, and I hope I could, like, open up the eyes of yeah, all the other people who are listening to Girls Like Us.
Well, you are beautiful. I mean, so you should never spend a single second doubting or questioning that.
Thank you so much.
You are beautiful, and you're so talented. You have nothing but bright future ahead of you and some great, exciting things. You must be really excited. How is your family handling all this newfound fame?
I mean, they're supportive. My mom is supportive. She always said, Zoe, do whatever you want. Even like in school, she said, like, usually your mom wants you like to do like all the stuff that you have to do in school. But like my mom always said, Zoe, do whatever you want. Like your way, you will find your way. And if that's the right feeling, you do that. And music was always the right feeling for me. And my mom also played piano 18 years. So it was like, we're all into music kind of.
Do you have siblings at home?
Not at home, but like step brothers.
Okay. All right. So, you know, a lot of what your message in your songs, some of your songs is about exclusion. So you felt excluded? Because I never thought of somebody having epilepsy as being something that would cause you not to be part of a group or part of the gang or be accepted, but you have felt excluded?
Yeah, I felt definitely. I mean, like I was, when I was in school, I didn't have that many friends. I think like, because the kids were all scared of me, and I totally get that because they're kids and they don't know when I have seizures. They don't know what it is. And of course they're scared because you have to explain it to them. And like after the years, like, I mean, it was okay. It was not that bad, but yeah, of course you, I mean, I'm not mad. I'm just like sad that I couldn't like use my child, childhood for what it should be.
Right. Well, you know, other people's closed-mindedness and narrow-mindedness has caused a lot of problems in the world on a lot of different levels. And so, you know, it's not you, and you should never feel it's you. I mean, it's just, it's their problem. It's not your problem. Yeah. But I did want to ask, you know, that you're getting treatment, your science and medicine has come a long, long way. So can you let us know the state of your health right now? You're good. Everything's all right.
Everything's all right. I'm better than ever. I mean, this music thing, like focusing, I was in London 3 weeks ago and I wrote so many songs and I feel like it just helped me feeling better. Not just with my like epilepsy and like it's still like anxieties and depression, but I'm way better and I'm stronger than I was before. So yeah.
Well, you're also maturing as you get older. You're going to get more confident, and obviously, the success is, you know, reaffirming. You've won awards. You've been nominated for some big awards, and you're on the cover of a magazine. I mean, that doesn't happen to everybody.
Yeah, you're right. It's all hard work, I guess. Because I got like a hard working team, and it's like motivates me to work even harder and harder. So yeah, I'm very motivated to work hard.
And one of the hard things about, or challenging things about what's happening in your life right now is that it's happening at a time of a global pandemic.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
It's impossible for you to do the things that you need to be doing as a musician, which would be out and about singing your songs and meeting people.
Yeah, I mean, like, challenge accepted. I mean, I guess I'm doing pretty well. Challenge is accepted. Yeah, I'm just giving all and I never stop, I always believed in myself. So, and I feel like the motivation, like I saw Tate McRae did exactly the same things in the pandemic, which is so cool because no one, like, in 5 years from now, no one can say, yeah, I built up my career in like the pandemic. So it's crazy. It's motivating and it's a challenge, but it's accepted.
I had Tate on 2 weeks ago. She joined me on the show.
Yeah. She's the best. Yeah.
Very, very nice. And so are you. And you represent the future of music. I mean, all of you young singers, the up-and-coming rising stars, represent the future of music. And so yes. I love your message. I love your songs. And the new EP, as I said, comes out May 21st.
Yes.
Golden Wings. Why'd you call it Golden Wings?
I feel like in the song, Hope Me Like You Used To, I mentioned Golden Wings. And I felt like this title, like this, like, it's so strong, Golden Wings. And I feel like, I mean, I say like, Mama always told me that the ones that leave, they look down on us in golden wings. And with this, I just wanted to say, you're never alone in this world, even though it feels like you're all alone in this world, but you're not. You're always like, there's always someone looking from above. So yeah.
That's great. You know, I mean, it's, everything has changed in your life now. The world has discovered who you are. And as I mentioned a little while ago, you are now a role model. So that means a lot of young people who are struggling with similar challenges are going to be turning to you for guidance and advice. Like you turned to your mom and mom gave you great advice and guidance. And you're going to be the one now guiding these young, you know, 10, 11, 12 year olds. Who are
your
fans?
Beautiful set. Thank you so much.
Oh yeah. Well, it's very, very true. Zoe, are you coming to the United States? Is that part of
it? Yeah. I mean, I would love to. I would probably already be there, but I hope I can come over in summer. That would be sick. Yeah.
And how about plans for a full album after the EP a little later on?
Yeah, definitely. That's my plan. Mm-hmm. But we got like a whole team I have to talk to. But yeah, it's gonna.
Well, it's the Zoe Weiss team. You're the Zoe Weiss of the Zoe Weiss team.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking? I mean, I know we're getting ahead because the EP is not out yet either, but. What are you thinking in terms of an album down the road? What, you know, in ideas and creativity, what have you been kicking around with the team? for the album?
I just really want to write the songs for the album. Like, I've got so many songs, but I really want to keep writing and like keep staying in the vibe. Cause I, in London, I had like so many new songwriters coming in, which the songs are good, but I feel like the old vibe, I need the old vibe, the old people, like the family of Zoe. And yeah, it's just try to write with them again. Cause like, and yeah, we'll see what happens. And I feel like the album, like every song is special in their own way and got their own topics, because I hate like writing about the same thing in like two songs. I just love to put it all in one song and then the next topic, so I can just like, yeah.
Mm. And you even got an acoustic version of Girls Like Us.
Yes.
Yep. So you're doing all kinds of different things and mixing them up a little bit and having some fun. And the new album will be out probably, you have the EP on May 21st. Which is a big day for albums. I don't know. Everybody I'm talking to has something coming out May 21st.
Really?
Yeah. And so, but you've got plans for an album a little later on in the year, and then touring and all kinds of great stuff's going to be happening.
Everything.
Any secrets you can let us in on? Any projects, any collaborations where you're going to pop up?
Not yet, but we'll see. I mean, I wouldn't say no if like, oh, not yet.
Yeah. Don't want to show your hand yet, huh? All right. Well, you're a pleasure to talk to. And then, you know, like you got it together, you know, and I'm so happy for you and the success that you've gotten. And I want to get to Germany one day. I've never been there, but we have a lot of listeners from Germany who write it. And I would love to get there, get some strudel.
Right. You got to come over, and I can't wait to see you maybe in person in the U.S.
That would be great. Yeah, when you come to D.C., please come into our studios.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I would love to have you there. What are your favorite songs on the new EP? Something we got to look for other than, you know, Girls Like Us and Control. What else is something that you recommend? Zoe Weiss wants you to make sure you check it out.
I like every song, but like if I have to tell you one song you should really listen to the lyrics, it's like Overthinking. I got a song called Overthinking on the EP. The production of Ghost is so, so good. But Overthinking is just like, again, real deep stuff with like Hold Me Like You Used To, of course. But Overthinking is just like about anxieties and depression, how I felt and like, and I still feel about, yeah, whatever. But yeah, just you got to listen to Overthinking.
Mm. Well, you know, I have to say, so much appreciation, so much love to all the artists who are willing to reveal and open up a piece of them, their soul. I mean, if you talk about you've had depression and anxiety and things like that, you become real. You become human. You become somebody that other people can relate to. There's a lot of celebrities who choose not to talk about those personal pains that they have. But as I say, you're lovely, and you.
Thank you. Know, you.
We're here for you. The world is pulling for you. I can promise you that.
Thank you. I appreciate you and what you said.
Oh, absolutely. From the heart. From the heart.
And yes.
I look forward to meeting you when you come to D.C. And I'm so excited for the new EP, Golden Wings, coming out May 21st. Now, people can find you on social media. Where do they go if they want to connect with Zoe Weiss? What are your socials?
Probably Instagram. Probably Instagram. Mm-hmm. Zoe Weiss, just like Zoe Weiss. Yeah.
That's your Instagram title, is her? Address? Yeah. Zoe's Music or Zoe Weiss?
No, it's just Zoe Weiss.
Zoe Weiss. It's simple enough. Use your name. That works.
Yes. Great.
You better copyright it while you can before somebody else breaks. Thank you, Zoe. I appreciate talking to you. And again, lots of success. You deserve it. And I look forward to seeing you in person. And I love your music, Control and Girls Like Us and all the other exciting songs to come off Golden Wings. Thank you very much for being on The Voice of America.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Zoe Weiss, our guest. This is Border Crossings. Thanks for watching.